Welcome to Ecclesia Principles, a biblical strategy for restoring America, with your host, Ray Eppert.
The need to know God's word about government. In this, and I'm going to present this like you didn't understand anything, so don't think I'm really trying to treat you that way. I'm just wanting to present this because part of this tonight is really to help us actually engage other people. I don't know if you realize it or not, but a lot of Christians just kind of inherently turn a deaf ear to the subject of government. Just really don't want to talk about it, don't want to engage in it. And at that point, I don't want to argue about it either. I won't argue with anybody about it. Arguing is a waste of time and energy and produces nothing. But there does need to be discussions about things, and we need to know what the Word of God says about it. And it says a lot more about government than most Christians really realize. So in this, let's just start with this. What are we trusting in? We're always trusting in something. You know, when I sit down in this chair this evening, when you sit in that chair this evening, you trusted that the chair would hold you. You have experience with chairs. I've seen some chairs that I thought, I'm switching this one out. I didn't sit in it and fall. I wasn't going to give it the opportunity. Because experience, that one might not work. But when it comes to government, what are we trusting in? Because we are trusting in something. Even if we're trying to avoid it, it'll all work out. Well, why do you think so? What are you trusting in for that? Now, with that, I'm not going to go into everything, but there's just certain parts of this I do want us to look at. You see, our nation was built on the principles of God's word, and it made our nation great. I mean... We are a great nation. It has been great, even in spite of all of its flaws right now. It is still the best thing going on this planet, as far as nations are concerned. Now, with that, with it being founded on biblical principles and it making us great, is it possible that we've lost some of our knowledge of God? The founders had knowledge of God. You look at the writings of the Declaration of Independence particularly, and there's just truths from the Bible, just bang, 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 bang. But I don't know. I actually heard David Barton today, and he gave a quote from Benjamin Franklin where he said, when I go to France and to England, he said, I have to reference that I'm speaking and quoting the Bible. He said, but when I'm in America, and this is Ben Franklin, the one that they say was godless. He said, but in America, he said, we all read the Bible enough that you never have to tell anyone that you're quoting it. They know you are. Wow, Franklin. And they just built into their concepts of government so much of the Word of God. Is it possible that we've lost some of that knowledge? Hosea 4:6 says this. Oh, I need to turn there. That would be helpful. I thought I had it open. I got distracted and didn't get there. Hosea 4:6. Here he says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Could it be that our lack of knowledge of God's word? See, a lot of people today are trying to figure out why we've got the problems that we've got. And they're pinning the blame on a lot of people. And I'm not saying that there's not enough blame to go around. But at the same time, you know, if you get a flat tire, there's no use fussing at the nail. the nail did what a nail does when it comes in contact with a tire. You're not going to fix the flat by complaining about the nail. And where we are to a large extent right now in America is there's a lot of complaining about the nail and not enough about how do we fix a flat. You know, there's some people that don't know how to change a tire. And when it comes to changing our nation, there's a lot about that we don't know how to do right now. That's one of the biggest levels of frustration that we have among people like us, is we want things to be different, but we don't know how to go about making it different.
We'll be right back after this break.
Jesus said, I will build my church, or ecclesia. Ecclesia identified those who were called out to vote on issues that determine their culture. Jesus expects us to positively influence our culture with equality, liberty, and justice for all.
What do we need to do? Because we do need to do something tangible. We have to actually literally do something. If we lack God's knowledge, then what are we relying on? Going back to what are we relying on? If the founding fathers built our nation on God's word, and we don't know that word on government like they did, then what are we relying on? Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 gives us one idea. Could it be relying on our own understanding? In all honesty, a lot of times when you do engage people on the subject of politics or government, they have their opinions. And the bottom line is, it's not that I disagree with their opinions, but the foundation for their opinion is their opinion. You can think that the moon's made out of cheese, but that doesn't make it be made out of cheese. And just because we have an opinion, and we can even have an opinion that's right, but that doesn't make our opinion founded on God's word unless we know the word. We just really still just have our opinion that happens to agree with the word. Now, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, we're familiar with it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own what? Understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he will direct your paths. See, the promise of our paths being directed wasn't promised for following our own understanding. It's for trusting in him with all of our heart, acknowledging him in all of our ways. You see, if I don't know his word, I can't acknowledge him. I'm just referencing my opinion. Well, when it comes to it, why is one person's opinion better than another? And especially in the Democratic Republic, all of our opinions, in a sense, should be valued equally. There has to be a standard higher than public opinion. Now, Bill Clinton, when he was in office and his trial balloons to determine what public opinion was, to figure out what policies to have, took that to a new low. But there should be a standard. See, ultimately, when you come down to things, every belief system has a God. Even humanism has a God. It's humans. Socialism and communism has a God. It's the government. If you would, to use the natural world, there is someone or something at the top of the food chain. And in that sense, that is the God over that system. In humanism, the individual, man, is over that system. In socialism and communism, there's an elite group of people who are over that system and decide what happens for everybody underneath. Biblically, God is at the top of the food chain. And what God says goes. And everybody down below is to comply with what he said. It's the same system. It's just a matter of who's at the top of it. I don't know about you, but I trust God being at the top of it a whole lot more than I do a human being or a group of humans. Human beings, power can go to their head, whether it's an individual or a collective, where they still have power over the masses. It will go to their head. They will become elite. They will become the oligarchs. They will be better than everybody else, and they will be deserving of things that nobody else is deserving of, because they're the gods. There are things that only belong to the God. Praise and adoration belongs unto God. But if you remove him, then that has to go somewhere else. The worship, the adoration has to go there. Why? I mean, Hitler, well, he was an egomaniac. No, he thought he was at the top of the food chain. And anybody that thinks they're there will eventually go there. In some, it may not be as blatant, but it will still go there. Because thoughts and beliefs are like interstates. If you get on the interstate out here, 81 South, if you keep going on it, you will wind up in Roanoke. It doesn't matter if you're riding a tricycle, walking, or going 100 miles an hour in a car. All those determine is just how quick you get there. But if you stay on 81 South and keep moving that direction, you will wind up in Roanoke. If the God of the Bible is not at the top, then it's always going to end up with humans being the servant of a person or a group of people.
We'll be right back after this break.
Augusta Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977. Producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at AugustaSeed.com.
You're listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppard, where we believe that all people are created equal and that liberty and justice is for all.
Let's look at traditions about government. So one thing we could be relying on is our understanding. Is it possible that we have traditions about our government? And you see, I really think that this is a larger problem than we would think. Mark 7, verse 13 says this, Jesus speaking, making the word of God of no effect through your tradition, which you have handed down, and many such things you do. He said they made the word of God of no effect through their traditions they handed down. See, what would be the difference between the traditions and God's word? Now, let's think about it in this situation, then we're going to apply it to government. See, the Jews that Jesus was speaking to, there were two primary camps, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. At that point, both of those groups, if you said, do you believe the word of God? Absolutely. We practice it. We are more true to it than everybody else. That's what each one of those groups would have said. But Jesus told them that they were making the word of God of no effect through their traditions. So their traditions were not separate from the Word of God. They were traditions about the Word of God. They were traditions that dealt with God. And he said because of those traditions, the Word of God didn't have effect. It wasn't making a change. It wasn't making a difference in their lives. You see, the Jews observed the law, but got away from the Word. See, God's Word or tradition is our choice. Do we know the Word about government? Or are we following what we've heard or think? See, this is where I was for years and didn't know it. Until that day, I was hearing the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident. And I thought, amen. That all men are created equal. Amen. And are endowed by their Creator. Amen. With certain unalienable rights. And I'm like, I don't know where that's at. I got a sense for all the rest of it. I don't know where it's at that we have unalienable rights. Could I actually preach a message on our unalienable rights and prove from the Scripture? Thomas Jefferson and the Founding Fathers said it was self-evident. And I'm like, doesn't seem to be to me. But see, it's kind of like electricity. You see, now we just come in, flip the lights on, and poof, there it is. For years, men lived without electric lights because nobody had discovered it. Once it was discovered, now we just use it like it's nothing, and we don't even think about it. See, we've got to go back. Once we see in the Word what God says about government, and I'm not there yet, but I'm studying it, I'm looking at it, and I'm seeing more and more. And I'll be honest with you, right now, I'm ready. I could preach a message on our unalienable rights from Scripture and prove we have God-given unalienable rights. God gave them, so only God can take them back. And it starts in Genesis 1, verse 26, when he gave us dominion. Chapter 2, when he gave us a choice. God gave those. And when God said it, his word is true, and it does not change. So if God said that we have that right of dominion, if God said we have that right of choice, then that is unalienable. Nobody can take it away from us because God's bigger than anybody else. And that's where we start. I had no idea about that. But once you start seeing certain things, you go, wow. And now it's like I almost can't read a passage of Scripture without going, oh, that applies to government. Wow, that applies to government. Because let me just throw something out here. Because with this, the Word of God is of no effect through traditions. We look at that, and there's a lot about government we don't see because of how we read the Bible. Let me put it to you this way. It's not wrong to read the Bible to see what it says about us and our lives. That's actually a good thing to do. We need to apply it to ourselves. But largely what we have been taught is to apply it to ourselves. Now, you might get adventurous and apply it to your family.
We'll be right back after this break.
Want to make a difference in your community? Check out cityelders.com or search City Elders Augusta County, Virginia. City Elders exist to influence government spiritually, politically, and economically so that life is protected, liberty is defended, Christ is exalted, and families can flourish. See about helping start a group in your area. You're You're listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppert, where we believe that all people are created equal and that liberty and justice is for all.
God's word is true for an individual. God's word is true for a family. God's word is true for a church or an organization. His word works the same. I mean, 2 + 2 doesn't change if it's no longer an individual doing it, but an organization doing it. Truth doesn't change based on who's doing it. That's what makes it truth. That's why it's impossible to have your own truth, because inherently your own truth means it's only true for you and not necessarily true for everybody else. Well, in reality, the best word for that is your experience. Your experience may be this, but that's not a truth, because that is not true across the board and doesn't apply to everybody. 2 + 2 = 4 is a truth. It works for everybody, individuals, families, organizations, businesses, governments. It works for everybody. God's word works for everybody on whatever level they're at. God's word will work for a person. It will work for a family. It will work for an organization. It will work for a society. It will work for a nation. If you violate the word, you'll eat the fruit of it as an individual, as a family, as a society or an organization, and as a nation. You have to deal with those consequences. So what we have to do, and this is what the founding fathers did, they took these verses and looked at it not just, this is how it applies to me as an individual, this is not just how it applies to me and my family, this is what it would mean for our nation. For our nation to follow this, this is what it would mean. They actually looked at it and thought about it in those terms. Now, let's look at another one. Let's talk about building on the rock or the sand. Matthew 7, 24 through 27 says this, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand, and the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." Now, in this, the key element of what happened for the one on the rock and the one on the sand was building on the rock is the result of hearing God's word and doing it. The one on the sand didn't do it. Didn't do God's word. Now, that's true for us as individuals. That's true for us as families. That's true for businesses. It's true for nations. If a nation doesn't build on the rock of God's word, rains will come, storms will come, and that nation will not do well. It may not fall out of existence, but it will not do well. But happy are the people who know their God, whose God is the Lord. See, we have to, as a nation, build on the rock. Now, you can't build on the rock by accident. If you're building on a rock, you know it, because it's harder. It's harder to build on a rock than it is on sand. One of the main reasons to build on sand would be how easy it is to put things in place. There's just one problem. It's also easier for the foundation to move. And that's the problem. You don't build on the rock by accident. Could it be that what we are experiencing as a nation over the last number of decades is the result of us no longer knowing what the founding fathers knew? And we've heard enough that we have our opinion that's very similar to theirs. We've heard enough of what they said and did that it's a part of our tradition. But we don't know that God said it. We don't know that he did. And as Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed, not because they have the wrong opinion. My people are not destroyed because they have the wrong traditions. My people are destroyed because they lack the knowledge of God. See, ultimately, again, my point in this is we've got to know what God says, and what we think about government has to be based on this. That's what our founding fathers did. Our founding fathers went to the book to see what their views should be. And that's how they came up with the things that they did. You know, I believe it was John Adams, when he was asked who were the ideas came from that they used to build our governmental system. He said it namely came from four people. And he listed four preachers. He said they preached all of these things and they shaped the thinking of America at that time from the Word of God. And he said that's where these ideas from the Declaration and the Constitution came from. It was from that preaching of God's Word. They heeded the Word of God on the subject of government. The sad thing today is so many ministers won't even approach the subject. I mean, we don't have to get into, do I like this politician or do I dislike that one? We don't have to go there, but we can certainly preach what the Word says about government.
You've been listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppard. Follow us on podbean.com. Also available on Facebook at Liberty Justice HQ and online at libertyjusticehq.com.